Senator Begich, who's running for re-election, is the only member of the congressional delegation from Alaska to come out in opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine, and he reiterated his position during Thursday's video conference presentation from Washington, D.C. Begich stressed that he supports responsible mining in Alaska, but he says the proposed Pebble Mine poses too big of a risk to the salmon resource at the heart of the economy and the way of life in the Bristol Bay region.
That mine is in the wrong place and should not be approved and move forward. I know some people like that view of mine, some people don't, but I look at every single issue and look from a scientific perspective, sustainability perspective, also the community's perspective. And in this situation, I've made the decision again that it's important to protect the fisheries long-term there rather than the mine of Pebble Mine.
Senator Begich's comments about the proposed Pebble Mine comes on the heels of last Friday's announcement by the EPA to start a process to preclude the mine's developers from getting needed permits to move forward with development. Another issue of importance addressed by the senator during Thursday's presentation was the proposed natural gas pipeline. He called on the governor, the legislature, and even the oil and gas companies to get moving.
It is time that the state make a decision and get off the dime, and I will do everything I can to make sure. We know we've already got the White House queued up on this, that they will help streamline the regulatory process from the federal end so we can move that pipeline as quickly as possible. Because even more now, with the issues in Ukraine right now, what is one of the reasons over there? Russia's trying to squeeze them, and part of it is gas, energy source. It is in our best interest to make sure from an international security perspective to develop that gas line.
The latest proposal for a natural gas pipeline is from ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, BP, and TransCanada to partner with the state on a large diameter line from the North Slope to a liquefied natural gas facility in Nikiski. The gas would then be exported to markets overseas. The Alaska legislature is currently reviewing legislation and agreements focused on just such a line. Last week, Senator Begich gave his annual address to the Alaska legislature, and during that speech, he chastised the governor and some lawmakers for considering a constitutional amendment to allow public money to be spent on private and religious schools. Begich also called on the legislature to increase funding for public schools. The senator's comments prompted some harsh words from Representative Mike Chenault from Nikiski. Chenault's the Speaker of the Alaska House. In a prepared statement issued shortly after Senator Begich's speech last week, Chenault called on Senator Begich to work to secure federal funding for schools and not ask the state to pay more money. Chenault claims the state has well-funded schools, and much of the budget problems faced by school districts is due to dwindling federal funding. Senator Begich responded during Thursday's presentation to the assembled leaders from Southwest Alaska.
On the state level, and I know they don't like sometimes me talking about state issues, but hey, bottom line is I'm born and raised in Alaska. I'll talk about any issue I want. And, going and changing the Constitution to fix public education is the wrong idea. Public money for public education, period. Now, saying that, what can we do here? What can we do in Washington? There's several things. First off, we increased through the Appropriations Committee nationally $1 billion to Head Start starting this next year. That will impact Alaska in a positive way. We've increased over $500 million in each Title I money as well as special education money. So that's new money nationally. That will come a portion to Alaska, which is good news. Along with that, we have two other components. One is, overall education funding that we did through appropriation bill went up 5%. So that's good news. That will siphon or go down to the local level over time here.
Senator Begich's presentation Thursday was part of the ongoing economic summit of the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference. Begich's two main challengers for the U.S. Senate are Alaska Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell and former DNR Commissioner Dan Sullivan. Treadwell will address those gathered for the economic summit Friday morning, and Dan Sullivan is scheduled to offer some comments during the Swamsea banquet Friday night. In Anchorage, I'm Mike Mason.